All right, here we go. Hey, Mike, thanks for being here. I'm sure you're all exhausted, and it's kind of a strange question to lead off with, but I'm already gonna ask you to look ahead. The Olympics are only a month away now, and you are in the pool to be on the team. But given how long it took to rehab your hamstring in the regular season and just how long they take in general, is that something you're still that's still on your radar or still something that you'd like to see happen?
Yeah, most definitely. If I'm able to get my name called or, called up at one point to be a part of that team, I'll definitely be ready to accept. And, and that means, continue to do rehab that I've been doing every day and continue training. Probably take a few days to let the body heal and rest and let the time heal it, but ultimately try to get ready for if and when that does happen.
Great, thanks.
Next up, Eric Walden, Salt Lake Tribune.
Mike, also probably an unfair question just given, where we're at this close to last night, but obviously your contract is up and you're an unrestricted free agent. So just wondering, if you've considered maybe what your appetite is for returning to this Jazz team next season and beyond.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know how I feel about our team and the city and the fans. Has been just a wonderful 2 years. Definitely a up and down 2 years, but wonderful regardless of how it ended, last night. And, free agency is free agency, man, as you know. This is the business we live in. And it's something that, I have to sit back and consider with my family. And when that time comes, make the decision that's best for us and myself. And like I said, obviously, I've had a great time here and great experiences with coaches and Coach Quinn and the players and Don and Rudy and everybody. So, we'll just have to see what happens. Obviously, I can't speak and, look into the future and what exactly will happen. It's actually like my first time being a real free agent. So it'll be interesting, but, I did love it here, and we'll see what happens.
Sarah Todd, Deseret News.
Mike, I'm wondering, did you have any sort of conversations with Donovan or with any of the guys after the game last night, and maybe what you guys talked about or what was kind of fresh on your mind afterwards?
Well, it's a bunch of, hindsight, maybe we should have tried this or did that, or, if we weren't both on, one leg and I hadn't, just ran for the first time yesterday in 2 weeks, things might have been different. Just so many thoughts of what ifs and how special this year was and still could have been. But the nature of the game is how it is, and just being there for each other in a time like that where, it's probably the toughest day for a lot of us as professional athletes, and just being able to have each other's back and continue to talk our way through what last night was for us.
Andy Larson, Salt Lake Tribune.
Mike, what do you feel like this team needs in order to get to that next level?
Well, it's tough to say with this year, just health would have been good, just giving us that opportunity. We probably had a real shot. But as teams get better, teams will get better across the league. As you saw with the Clippers, Phoenix teams switch a lot. There's a lot of length. A lot of people making multiple, playing multiple positions. And I think teams can always use players that can play multiple positions and both ends of the floor. Obviously, our offense and shooting is amazing. But team can never be too deep in this case, especially with different styles that we'll have to play in the playoffs. And we were forced to kind of have to play a little bit differently against the Clippers this time out. So, tough to say, but you know, a lot of different areas.
David James, KTV.
Mike, the Jazz have been eliminated multiple times now by teams that play switching defenses. What is the secret to beating that in your perception, your mind?
I mean, we have to be able to take advantage of switching teams, you know, whether it be via with size or whether you match up, you know, down the line with similar players. You just have to kind of like, you know, find ways to take advantage of it. And I thought, you know, we did a decent job early on in the series. You know, as it got on, it started to catch up to us a little bit when shots didn't fall or you know, certain aspects of the game weren't going our way. But, you know, it forces you to have to be, you know, more precise, more disciplined and trying to get in the paint with the ball. And you have to continue to have people try to make plays for each other because you're just not going to get it through, you know, normal pick and rolls and pin downs like we're so accustomed to doing and using throughout the season.
Ben Anderson, KSLSports.com.
Mike, now that you are at this point in your career and you're 33 and you said you're hitting free agency, how has kind of where you are off the floor changed your perspective on what you'd like to accomplish now that you have an all-star game in your back pocket and some of the things you'd like to do before your career is over?
Well, yeah, you know, obviously, number one is, you know, I want to win a championship, you know, that's number one. And will always be number one. And as you get older, even speaking with Joe the other day, it's just like we don't know how long we have left to play and how long our bodies hold up or anything. There's so many unknowns. We start to get older and trying to take advantage of these years as best as we can. And, you know, for me, like I said, it comes down to that and my family and, you know, how happy they are, and you know, my kids happy, and those are important things to me. And everything else, like you said, the all-star stuff is fantastic and great. And I, you know, got to experience that. And now, you know, now that's behind me. I still would like to make more all-star teams, but I at least got to experience it and check that off the list, and hopefully check off many more boxes.
Tony Jones, The Athletic.
Mike, when you have an outcome that's so disappointing, as you guys did, you know, how long does it take for you guys to kind of kick the feeling that you have right now, and what are some of the things that you can do, you know, just heading into next year to just kind of regroup and kind of get back mentally?
Yeah, it's gonna sting for a while. Similar to last year, losing what we did in the bubble. Those feelings don't go away immediately. It could take a week, take 2 weeks. Myself, like, it's hard to, like, it would be hard to watch basketball for a while, just kind of get away from it and just kind of recalibrate, you know, less time on your phone, spend more time with family. And because, you know, there's just, with a loss like that, a lot of negativity comes from it, and just trying to stay away from it as much as possible and you know, get your mind back to it. Doing the small things during the, you know, daily routines and trying to get a new routine. Because just like that, you know, you go from being busy all day to boom, being done and you know, not really knowing what you're doing. So just trying to stay busy, keep your mind off of it, and eventually it'll, you know, probably never leave you, but it'll be easier.
Dana Green, ABC4.
Hey, Mike. Obviously, injury is a big part of the playoffs for a lot of teams. You obviously were caught up in that. How much do you think condensed season, 72 games in such a short amount of time, had to do with that, with some teams breaking down during the stretch? I mean, pretty admirable that you came back. And then how what percentage were you at last night, you think?
Yeah, you know, I could say that the shortened season definitely was going to bring on a little bit more injuries. I think coupled with just, you know, the bubble and then going right into another year, we kind of chopped our seasons up. And if you're used to being on a kind of annual, you know, routine with the NBA, it throws it off. You know, we basically had 3 training camps last year and, you know, felt like 3 training camps. And you know, then you got a bunch of games in a small amount of time, and it's a faster league, it's a physical league, it's, you know, so it bodes for you know, a little bit more risk. And, you know, I'm not saying that that's why people were falling, but it could be. And, you know, unfortunately, that's just part of the game, and sure, that's something that'll happen throughout every season. But, yeah, last night, as far as my health, I mean, yesterday was my first day I actually was able to run. So I hadn't even ran or done anything like that in a while because of the injury. And, so, I mean, I hate to put percentages, but I don't know. I wasn't 100, I mean, like 50, 60. Just some medicine. It helped a little bit, but it was, you know, it was tough to move. And a little frustrating because, you know, I need to move fast and quick, and it's part of my game. So I feel like I let a lot of people down on that, because that's, you know, that's concerned. And that's what frustrates me most, is, you know, just didn't want to let the team down and you know, didn't get the outcome we wanted.
Now, Campbell, UtahJazz.com.
Hey, Mike, I know you haven't had, you know, much time to really reflect, but, you know, you brought up All-Star, and I just want to know, what was one of your favorite memories from the season?
Oh, man, there's so many memories. You know, I think really going on that streak of games, we might have won like 20 out of 21 or whatever it was, 21 out of 22, whatever. You know, that little streak of games was the most fun basketball I think we've all had in our careers, just being able to see each other shine and, you know, being able to see Rudy get Defensive Player of the Year, Don being an All-Star, Rudy being an All-Star, JC be Sixth Man, Coach B a nominee for Coach of the Year. I mean, like, we just had so many positives, so many great moments to look back at. You know, it was just overall just amazing year for all of us.
Okay, we have time for one more. Ryan Miller, KSL.
Hey, Mike, just after playing with him for 2 years, I'm wondering, what is Donovan's ceiling to you right now?
You know, I really don't know, you know, because he's gotten so much better in 2 years. Like, I don't know if he's going to start scoring 60 points a game and, you know, like, is that the next step for him or whatever it is. Like, he can just do so many things. As you saw last night, you know, even playing injured, he was phenomenal. And, you know, it's testament to how he works. I know how he works and how much he loves the game. So I have no doubt that he's capable of being, you know, top 10, you know, top 15 player in this league going forward with his ability. So hopeful that he does achieve that and continues to work, because I know he's going to do it.